The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm Richard Paul Evans, author of the best-selling Michael Vay series. For more than 6 years, readers from around the world have followed Michael Vay and his friends as they battled Dr. Hatch and the Elgin. Then, at the end of book six, Michael was struck by lightning. Now everyone's asking, where's Michael? You're about to find out. Book seven, the last book of the Michael Vay series, is on sale September 12th. Find out why Glenn Beck says Michael Vay is fantastic. Michael Vay, The Final Spark, on sale September 12th. Order your copies today.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Last night on 60 Minutes, Steve Bannon, they did an interview with Steve Bannon, and you're going to hear a lot of talk about it. Like, probably not with you, but you'll hear talk about it on radio and television, and the media will have this story all wrong, because what they're going to focus on is Steve Bannon and racism. They want to focus, and Charlie Rose did this, they wanted to focus on immigration and racism and everything else. I want you to listen to what he said here, because the media won't, and somebody needs to point this out. Listen.
There's no path to citizenship, no path to a green card, and no amnesty. Okay. Amnesty is non-negotiable.
America was, in the eyes of so many people, and it's what people respect America for. It is people who've been able to come here, find a place, contribute to the economy. That's what immigration has been in America. And you seem to want to turn it around and stop it.
You could be more dead wrong. America was built on her citizens.
We're all immigrants.
America was built
except
on her
citizens. Except the Native Americans
who are here. Don't give me, this is the thing of the left. Right. Charlie, that's beneath you. America's built on our citizens. Look at the 19th century. What built America is called the American system. From Hamilton to Polk, to Henry Clay, to Lincoln, to the Roosevelts. A system of protection of our manufacturing, financial system that lends to manufacturers, okay, and a control of our borders. Economic nationalism is what this country was built on, the American system, right? We go back to that. We look after our own. We look after our citizens. We look after our manufacturing base. And guess what? This country is going to be greater, more united, more powerful than it's ever been.
So as I am watching this.
This is not astrophysics.
As I'm watching this last night, I'm thinking to myself, is anybody noticing what he's just done? He starts out with something like amnesty is off the table. And there's a lot of conservatives, and I'm one of them. I don't agree with amnesty. However, we have to have a discussion on what do we do? What does an actual plan look like going forward? So we get stopped there, but we're not listening to what he's saying. Remember, he's talking about white supremacists, white nationalists. The Nazis are white nationalists. They're not just white supremacists. And that's where this is getting lost. You just stop at the white part.
Well, yeah, well, those guys are racist. And I don't,
yeah, okay, well, that's a kind of a big deal. But that's not all the Nazis are. They're white nationalists. So Donald Trump or Bannon or whoever, I don't know, he may be racist, he may not be racist. I don't think the president is a racist. I've heard that when you speculate on the president and if he's a racist or not, you get into trouble. Well, that was the last one. Everybody can speculate on this one. I do know this, that the president and Steve Bannon do believe in economic nationalism. What is that? It's strange because I've never heard from conservatives say, you know, Alexander Hamilton and Polk. Oh, Polk was great. Who's the Polk talk I've missed? And then to hear Polk, Clay, Hamilton, FDR, Lincoln. Okay, wait a minute. Hang on just a second. You'll notice he called it the American system. The American system is Henry Clay's system. Now, this is what he said built America. The American system is three parts. One, a tariff on other countries to protect all American industry. Two, a national federal reserve bank. A national bank. Three, federal subsidies for roads, canals, infrastructure. And by the way, Hamilton added one extra, and that was public schools. An American federal public school. So if you are sitting here listening to him, I want you to know what he is fighting for and what the president, he says, at least he says, the president is fighting for is tariffs, a central bank, infrastructure bailouts, and federalized schools. That is the American system that he just quoted. You know who's for that? Socialists. In particular, national socialists. And the third thing to add to that would be supremacists. White, black, doesn't matter. People who believe that they are better than everyone else and they can form a nationalized system that will control everything, it usually ends up being, well, we've got to get rid of some of these inferior people. That is what Bannon is pushing for. That is what nationalism and the American system actually means.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.